August 20th, 2014, the Salat from B-Grow Show. Clark Cathedral Show on a Wednesday, 20th August. At the Love Grotto, once again.
We are back. Yeah.
Brother Matt.
Welcome back.
He had a
journey
in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Start over again.
Yeah, it's a whole new season at school. Hawaii was great. Arrowhead was great. Bitchin' summer. Nice to be back to work, although the school system's kind of screwed up. I also just found out I need a new hip. My hip is on its last leg, so that's kind of a bummer, but it'll be nice to get it fixed. And I just got back from taking a dip at the beach and checking out a giant duck.
Giant duck, yeah.
A huge duck creeping down the harbor.
Find the artist's name. It's lame to talk about him. His work without mentioning the man. Brother Matt.
This is a slow Peter. Well, we got a guest.
This cat. Oh, yeah. Before we talk about the guy who ain't here except for his work art, let's talk about somebody who is here. It is our guest, Romy. And we are guests of hers on her radio show.
Yeah.
Hey, Romy, say hi.
Hello.
Yeah,
welcome.
Thank you.
The name of your show.
My show is called That's So Pedro.
So we got a show within a show.
This show is called I figured we call it the Watt from That's So Pedro show.
So Pedro, kind of, what do you call that? Rhyme. And as a rhyme. Somebody was in our town to learn about Pedro last Friday at the Elks Lodge, right?
All right, yeah. It's you up there with old Petros and Money.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Well, Petros lives in Pedro. He wanted to talk about it. Maybe the old days, because seeing he was born only in 1977. I thought I was going to get grilled for sports, especially middle 70s era San Pedro High teams. Which I think we were good in those days in swimming and tennis, maybe?
Maybe some baseball.
Was there baseball yet? I know we did get better. Mm. But, it's funny about that kind of thing.
You know, Petros is cool. Money.
A dynasty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And stuff like this.
Yeah,
right?
I got city championships under our belts numerous times.
Right.
Yeah, Petros, he's a great character, and he's a classic Pedro dude. Money really impressed me. He knew his shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Petros from the Papadakis family, which is an old Greek family in town. I guess he went to USC.
Yeah, SC football.
On his ankle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was football running back, Peninsula dude before that.
Okay.
And then SC announcer, radio dude. So.
Yeah, and I saw Money in the old days doing like
record
work
stuff
for labels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so yeah, he did know about the old days, SST days, and I was a Minuteman, and interesting stuff. They, it was like your corny, modern rock jock.
Yeah.
Hot air thing. These guys were genuine and very sweet.
Yeah, it was a big Pedro thing, too, because the Elks had been like a classic spot for so long, and it burned down back in March.
Fire.
And so they did the cleanup so that the pool and tennis courts are accessible now.
They have a trailer where they do their things and stuff. Lodge meeting, I guess.
Poke with
but
the horn.
They got the pool back open, and that was neat. Of those, it's the Dodger station.
Yeah.
Hey, let's see. So, did you know about this?
Yeah, I missed it. I was dog sitting in PV.
Okay.
You got a pretty active schedule, though. You seem like you're always at everything.
Yeah.
I just heard you talking about neighborhood council meetings, Rome.
Yeah, I go to all three almost every month. Very interesting.
Regional?
Yeah, coastal, central, and northwest. Is that
San Pedro.
It? Okay.
They're so different. Uh-huh. It's crazy.
What's it? There's no downtown, huh?
Well, downtown is central.
Is that central?
Yeah.
Let's talk about your radio show. It's So Pedro. How long you been doing?
A little over a year. Our first episode went out March 1st, 2013, on the 125th anniversary of San Pedro's birth.
Okay.
Cool.
Whoa.
And so this is actually...
That's his town, not as an annex.
That's his town, yeah.
So this kind of is an evolution of from when you were doing the block-by-block thing. That's when I originally met you, and you're doing the block-by-block.
Yeah,
block.
I did.
The Fort MacArthur New
That's
School Zone.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Block-by-block.
You and both, both you and Watt were my guest walkers for block-by-block, where I walked every street in San Pedro. And, even though I'm born and raised, I didn't know everything about the town.
She's by Peck.
I'm over,
part.
Yeah, I'm on the,
the
north
part,
side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so born and raised, but there were certain streets that I didn't even ever go on before I did this project. And so I was like, why not just invite people to show me their part of San Pedro? And it worked out. Watt showed me Angel's Gate, where his practice pad is.
Yeah.
And you showed me the other part of Angel's Gate, where you have your school there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great project, and it's cool what you've done with it.
Yeah, from there it transitioned. I give this analogy for people to understand how it kind of evolved. It's kind of like that part in Forrest Gump where he just starts running. For me it was walking, and then people just start following him thinking that it's like some kind of meaningful thing, and he's actually just running. But when it was done, it was done, and so I just started walking, and I, did a blog and took pictures of anything shiny or interesting or curious that caught my eye and researched it. And when I finished walking, it took me 9 months beginning to end, and when I finished walking, it was done. It was a project. It was literally called San Pedro Block by Block, and it was done. And so people had gotten used to hearing my voice online through the blog every day. When it was done, they're like, what do you mean it's over? It can't be over.
Yeah. Is it archived somewhere?
Yeah, it's up at spbxb.wordpress.com or San Pedro Block by Block. I think if you Google it,
find it. So the old images are still okay.
It's all still up there. It's called
right.
The Big Walk.
Very cool.
How long do you think we've been doing our show?
That's one of my questions for you is how long have you been doing it? Because it's quite a while.
Tell it, Brother Matt.
May 2001.
Wow.
Cinco de Mayo, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. And this was like...
So we're coming on 13 years and 3 months? 4 months?
Wow.
Like that.
And you guys are pretty much like... besides my podcast, and I'm only like a year and some change old, you guys are the longest running, probably the first ever podcast coming out of San Pedro.
Well, I had a radio show in Silver Lake called the Watch for Pedro Show, because I live in Silver Lake. Some guy was going out of town, I think it was Keith Morris on tour, and so the lady running out of her pad named Paige, it was KBLT, she had me guest, so I did a show for 2 years. It was on Friday nights. Now, when you got to the four-level interchange, it'd be gone. It was like 5 miles, so it was like only Silver Lake.
Real pirate
style. So Pedro people couldn't hear it, yeah. Government caught up with them, closed it down. I was kind of sad because I'd never been on that side of the mic. I was always on the guest side, right? So I liked it, and I never recorded one of the shows. I used to see people with cassettes record their shows. Like, why'd they do that? Yeah. And I caught on those because all this is archived. Anyway, this digital one. I was on tour and I was kind of doing a tale of woe to the people who was having this conked over who was hosting websites. They said, "What? You can do your radio show and we'll just fly in from the server here. And they can hear you even in Pedro."
Wow.
Yeah. So it left from the airwave. But because of that struggle, I got very much involved with the low-power FM trends. It's hard to do in a big metro area. It worked better in little towns. We did have some success. But the parallel universe was the Internet. And, the archive thing, and being able to hear it anywhere, like Sarajevo or Edinburgh.
Yeah, 2001, the Internet was a little different, too, and technology wasn't quite the same, so it really evolved over that time with just the stuff that's available.
Yeah, there was no Apple. See, that's why I don't use that name, because it sounds like they're divided.
The 365 Live or something like that for a little
bit.
That was the
first thing
that we tried.
There was people, the technology wasn't there yet, and luckily these cats, Siteworks.
Yeah, those guys.
They were connected, they got on it quick. And we do out for subscription through that, it's called iTunes.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can go right to the the website, twfps.com, and the good people at SiteWorks got that happening. I think it's important to have some autonomy and not always have it go through gatekeepers. And I think one of the neat things about the Internet is you can have your own website. You don't have to be part of Mr. Zuckerberg's portfolio if you don't want to. You can include him. Because I think we need leverage to have with us some autonomy. So that's what we try to do with the show. And then make it accessible. A lot of things what I do is have people on to talk about their music journey. That's mainly about the show. And also play music. I feel like I owe a debt to the punk scene where they let me and Lee Boone play whatever. So I should have a forum where I can play music that you won't hear.
Yeah,
places.
That's one of my, you know, that's one of my questions for you is, you know, your show's like 3 hours long. Where do you get all this? Hey, where do you get all this music from?
Stephanie was from Raven.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey, the hell, right? This is Rum.
Yeah.
She's guest on the radio show. That's Brother Matt.
Hi.
But also, we're a guest on her show too.
Yeah.
And so Pedro's name of her show. This is Watt from Pedro's show. So good people. Yeah. We got some guests here.
Nice Stephanie to meet you guys.
From Ravenna and your buddy?
Sylvia.
Sylvia.
Hi.
Welcome.
Yeah. And Manuro. Play some music.
Thank you.
Thank you. picarle la cebolla y me pela la polla. No te olvides 5 gotas de aceite, 5 gotas de aceite adentro de la olla. Échale ajito, cortadito, pa' que sepa sabroso. No te olvides mi jalapeño, porque soy el dueño del sabor más picoso. El sabor más picoso, el sabor más sabroso, el sabor más picoso. Que la vida eterna me llena de vida y salud, me mantiene, me sostiene feliz. Estoy en las nubes, soy el rayo de pura energía y luz, soy libertad. Por eso yo hurgo la tierra, yo soy campesino, yo soy de verdad. Soy ancestral, medicinal, hierba, sustancia, vegetal, todas son parte de mí. Como parte de la naturaleza, compartiéndote su eterna belleza, adentro y afuera todo lo mismo, tropicalismo, tropicalismo. El sabor más sabroso, el sabor más picoso.
Letting It All Go was easier than intentionally dreaming. By vague structures on which hangs strange fruition, we lucky ones swim through our hungry eyes steaming, wearing warm a ripeness of wiles from fanciful legends, lurid tales buttered into untainted ears via fairies or angels, incandescently misted, darkening the forests or under one's bed, apocrypha in service of faith and tender, working every angle. We pay through walls of ether forever with a will-draining debt. Dimly the struggle deepens, like lines in the face of adversity. Upstream it seems lies every answer, yet few paddles are had. Thus errant bungling teaches unwilling acolytes to not be petty. Time may feed tenacious hunger the lesson of this from that, as myth elbows from whole cloth the greatest of histories. Mystical to most while teetering on the knife's edge of excess, firstborn circus cakes are bought and sold without any worries, leading expectations by narrow diversions of sugary largesse. Best never mind, of course, the man behind the curtain. That's just more illusory puppetry anyhow, with no strings. Somehow still pulling fashion from unseen hats that worsen, while laser learning pops like beat poet kings into pain. Eschewing the clinical or academic in favor of sensual pursuits, at least allows release from their laws, yet not from their claws, exacerbating to the nth a misunderstanding between lies and truth, unless those gyroscoping mycelia break free of their fungal cause. Such tension may stretch hair-like between two imaginary points, its tenuous gossamer balancing non-reality from every existence. Then through infinite wormholes, reason plunges up from the void, passing in scant instants through precise points of nonsense. The other side, as perceived by philosophers and madmen, becomes not merely the essence of alternative eternities, but blunders fondly onto myriad singularities at once open, where possibilities come unbound by reason or petty niceties, carving double dimensions asunder, with liquefied carbons of will, pitting planes against curve into contrasting pulls and pushes, richest sonority of crosshatching and design pushes art out from hell, into a rarefied strata of currency, adored trophies that snatch us. Lonely corridors enriched with carbon songs, painted of muse breath, glorious reveries sugaring faced minds with dulcet wonders to behold. Sensual sonorities charging one's cerebellum beyond reason into multitudinous vectors of intertwining spasms of sweaty gold. Yes, banal attentions may never waver from lipid-soaked reveries or loot, yet random hope glimmers, quicksilver insight flashes roaring off the limb. Tidal-like intensity expresses in orbits of awe, painting itself anew. Thrilling out messages, thoughtful and secret, reaching from within. Such an ebullient draft from the abyssal totality washes well a thirsty soul.
ありのままの君を見た。
Watt for Pedro show. You just heard Noi, Kyoka. That's some Noi, something new from her, huh? Red new. Red. Slow Ride before that by Up Up, which everybody knows is spelled 2-U-P. They were at Harold's Cup months ago. Remember that? Yeah, it was wild. The Chef Cooks Me ahead of that with Golden Target. That's got Brother June from Light. We're going to do
cool.
First 10 gigs of the next tour with.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Where?
A little side band with some Tokyo cats.
Well, what part of the country are they going to train you?
The West Coast. The
first 10. Excellent.
Yeah,
cool.
So from San Diego to Seattle.
Nice.
Including Echo Park, Santa Barbara, Fresno, Santa Cruz, Sacktown, City, Portland, Olympia, finally Seattle. Starts the 10th of September, good people. What a trippy name for a band, The Chef Cooks Me. Ahead of that was Chris Skroger. He's out of Austin, Texas with his poem, Such Crucial Hubris. Incredible mind, Chris Skroger. Sandra Vu ahead of that, Camp. I think she plays drums with Dum Dum Girls. Chicano Batman ahead of that.
Cool.
El Japapeño. I guess that's a pun. Some brand new Boris. New Shikai review. Back in front of that with Cream and for Beginners, speaking of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So Tom had a big duck in his town. And start everything off with A Message Especially from God by Robert Vanderbilt with Fountain Souls, which goes out to Ferguson and all the heavy
stuff going there. Crazy.
Man.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about this? It's in Missouri, near St. Louis.
Oh, the Ferguson stuff,
and
yeah.
We're going to be playing in St. Louis' tour. Yeah. And it's something we've got to deal with. I mean, we've been trying to deal with it for a long time, probably since we wrote those big words on the paper. Now trying to live up to it.
Yeah, now it's testing them.
Yeah. I think we got to face it, though. And it's a heartbreaker. But we don't deal with it. It's just
going to get worse.
Yeah. Down the road, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, heart goes out. All that. Rumi, back to your show. It's kind of Pedro centric.
Yeah. Show. Yeah, it's a podcast and a website where I pretty much strictly cover positive things going on in San Pedro, including people, events, you know, businesses. There's so much stuff, like bad stuff going on around the news, like normal media, Facebook with, you know, the crime in San Pedro and that kind of stuff. And so,
it's cool. Yeah, all kinds of cool stuff happens.
No, but there's a page, Brother Matt, that just talks about
talks about the crime.
Even in the food, you know, get away from fake look. Okay. It's called Yelp. Maybe that's kind of.
Yeah.
They use this word ghettos in the reviews so
I know.
Much.
Oh, yeah.
I want to backhand these people. Come on. Okay, some parts are a little rough, but to call everything ghetto.
Yeah.
I
want to take them
to some respect for your neighbors and your fellow human beings.
I'd like to round up everyone who uses that word and really take them to something show them a slideshow of a ghetto, you know, and
bus trip.
And really see how good we have it down here.
Well, it's the way they wield the word.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think in the old days it was just where the Jewish people lived. Mm. I think it's a Yiddish word.
Mm.
And it meant kind of community, and then, yeah, got pejorative. And you can tell the way they slang it, it's definitely pejorative.
Mm-hmm. Right. And like
they're making people afraid and stuff. How did they expect anything to change? I mean, of course, everybody's got to be careful and stuff. But to get these kind of like, it's like red line zoning.
Yeah.
State, you know?
Right.
But it's in the mindset.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I think what you're doing with your
site. That's very cool.
Maybe an antidote to some of this sickness.
Yes. At least, you know, a little bit of lightness in all the dark and stuff. That's all I want to be and just really celebrate it. Because, I mean...
There's one website
Do they use the pilot name or?
Oh yeah. There's a new pilot.
Yeah.
Talk about how good the girls' teams do. It's most of their stories. Soccer teams and softball teams are kicking ass.
It's kind of like a. I think how it was built was to be kind of like a San Pedro Facebook. And one of the guys, Jamal Casey, he's the resident
sports
authority of San Pedro, like San Pedro sports, like prep sports, and he's very, very active on that site.
Who is the dude in our day? Is it Satius?
Tiger Reese. And Sam Demantich. They were both...
That's after me.
Sam,
he was, I think, Satius. You remember him?
Oh, unfortunately, yeah. Yeah, he was a pig leg poster
boy. Somebody told me
that
when he was a younger man, he doubled for Lou Costello in the movie.
That's if you used to call him Abbott.
That's right.
Abbott.
You know, this dude chased you
he
down.
He chased you, man. He chased people past McCallum's. He used to chase people past McCallum's. He's a pig leg.
Like, he ran a lot of them. Oh, man, I can't remember back. So that's why there's such that kind of a...
Yeah.
I'm not saying a band or a certain kind of a...
Right.
But there's a lot of news about that.
About sports, yeah.
But you know, it's refreshing to the other guy who's like that obviously bought a police scanner or something.
Yeah.
This clown is like listening to every... He makes you afraid to ever leave your pad.
I know. Yeah. I mean, but I will... But everyone has to admit that, like, the first time you hear... Anytime you hear a helicopter or whatever, they go straight to that website.
Yeah.
So it does sort of, in a way, serve a purpose, but if you read the comments on there, it just makes me
sad.
Those
are really bad.
Oh my God, I get so sad.
I don't want to meet anyone.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, this is what you're really thinking, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's really scary.
It's like CB radio, right? The niceness comes. There was this thing when I was younger that the truckers used, but then civilians started doing it. And boy, with a fake name, the power your ego has. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, August 20th, 2014 edition of Walk with Pedro. Yes, Roman.
Yeah.
We're Herman S. too. Hold tight for hour two. August 20th, 2014 is the second hour of the Walk with Pedro show.
Havelman's moving through the jungle. Bernard Havelman's moving through the jungle. Zoologie. See, Serpentier.
love living in Los Angeles because I feel it's the only city where a conversation between me and my personal trainer goes like this. So what are your goals, bro? Just trying to get back into porn. Right on, man. Right on.
Show. Start the second hour off with Aaron Oppenheim doing 12. Where's all the noise, Brother Matt?
We got some silence. Pretty weird.
There we go. And sur la pista de Bets Ignoris, that's the God Hackney. I think they're England guys. And Sugodi with the Great White Lies, three of those guys, right? Italianos, Jacopo.
Yeah,
Andrea. You don't know?
Who?
Sigoli. Great band. I think they got different bands now.
Yeah,
this is from... They had one U.S. guy, Tolan, the piano man. And Bob Schreiner with Trainer. I think that's live at the Redwood Cafe, Bar and Grill downtown. Hobo Combo with Baltic Dance. It's got Andrea. Now in, he's a drum man for... He's in Berlin now. The other two cats are Bologna, right?
Yeah.
Good musicians. And you have to be to play this shit, man. About a weird time. And Stefano Paglia with The Machine and the Ghost after that. He's a guitar man. So we got tour coming. Next week is album, Tanto Segundo. And then Shame on You by Clowns. I think they're out of Brighton. And so is Sea Dog with Subside, Frightened England. Back to Romy, our guest. Do you play music on your show?
Because
we got a bunch of musicians. You ever thought of that? Having some.
I have intro music that I was graciously gifted from Warehouse One. Have you heard of them?
I have. I saw them play on one of the Thursdays.
Yeah.
They're like on Sixth Street and. What is that, Mesa Center?
Yeah, I have some intro music, and I absolutely love them. But to me, like, I don't know the whole, since I'm still really new about all this stuff, like, I don't know the whole, like, rights and stuff and what to do with music, so...
If they gave it to you.
If they gave it to me, yeah, it's just, you know, but I don't know very many musicians, especially not in town.
Yeah, I'm on, you know, what you could have them do is come on the show and perform. Don't do their recorded music. Mm-hmm. Have them, then you have unique things from them, too.
Oh.
Yeah, you got a collection of all kinds of cool tunes.
You build up an archive of local people.
Yeah.
Those performances are all yours.
Yeah, I love, you know, that's the one kind of, like, I've kind of infiltrated, you know, a lot
of... There's actually a lot of music people.
No, I know. Like, I've infiltrated, like, every kind of group, really, in, you know, old-timers, mm-hmm. young kids, you know, historians, whatever, and I could hold my own with pretty much everyone.
You cover all the demographics.
The one group I have not been able to, and really, like, Watt, you're the only one that I've really ever spoken to, is the music. I'm a little intimidated. I grew up on, like, you know, old school hip hop. And so, like,
you gotta meet people like Tom Gondelier with Recess Records.
Yeah,
he got over 100 records.
Well, I'm
a little studio in his backyard. Craig Gabar with Under the Water Records. Where did I see you last? It was right by a club I didn't even exist.
Yeah, Underground. Underground.
Yeah, yeah. The Underground.
Eighth and Pacific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a band down there. It was doing covers and stuff, but
yeah.
They were doing it their way till they whooped out a flute.
I love Bon Bon.
Yeah.
They're one of my favorites.
Bon Bon, yeah, that's
so good.
Paloma, Raul,
Yeah,
start with them.
Yeah.
I get nervous.
Yeah, have live performances on your show.
Oh, okay.
That would be really kind of neat and still be, bro. And then you wouldn't have to worry about any rides.
Oh, okay.
For you.
Yeah, the thing that makes it easy, too, if you're nervous about it, is they generally enjoy having the opportunity to talk about themselves, too, so that makes it easier.
Okay.
Yeah, you're giving them the chance.
You're letting bad butts buff some bad.
Yeah. I did interview, I've had Scott Eicher on my podcast.
Oh, cool.
And
we had him on the show.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's great.
He's one of my new pals.
I saw that.
We stole him from what, Redondo?
Yeah.
And he was actually, when we... when I was interviewing him and he was telling me about, like, the music scene in Pedro, and that's kind of like what drew him here, he mentioned Double Nickels on the Dime as being one of, like, you know, something that he was like, it was a sleeper on me. The first couple of times I tried to listen to it, he was like, I was like, he's like, but now he's like, then once I, like, lived here, he was like, oh, I got it. And that album just turned 30 last month.
Yeah. It actually came out in September.
It came out in September?
Yeah, we toured in July and August, and it was late for the tour.
Oh, okay.
That's the way all the records were back then. They always come out right after the tour.
Oh.
And it was done in March of 84, but it didn't come out till September. So it's coming, can you believe 30 years?
30 years, yeah.
Yeah, they asked me about that money cat about that. Yeah. He asked me how much it cost. It's $1,100 I paid for it all. Ethan James mixed that 45 songs in one night.
Wow.
Yeah. I listened to it last night. It was amazing.
In Venice at Radio Tokyo. Liver cancer took him. Before he died, though, he was feature soloist from the San Francisco Harmonic, you know, the big classical band. The hurdy-gurdy man.
He was
a feature hurdy-gurdy man when they needed a hurdy-gurdy. You know, these things that you crank on, and they got a little keyboard. They're from like 500-600 years ago. He was bad. Ethan was a beautiful man. Beautiful man. And there could have been no Doubles Nickels without them. They couldn't, without Hooskers. Without that whole community, without that movement. So Scott was very kind. You know, we only thought we were playing for each other in those days. We never thought about tomorrow. We never thought anybody valued this stuff. Except us and our little movement. It was a little rough. It wasn't that popular. But, God, we were so in the moment. I'm glad that that's left. There's not much left from those moments. We looked at those things as like flyers to get people to the gigs. Never thought about tomorrow. Yeah. Just a whole other... Yeah, I was in my 20s. I think I was 25 years old when I did that.
Wow. I listened to it for the first time in my life last night. And
wow.
I really liked it.
What a great surprise to get turned on to such an awesome piece of classic history.
Yeah.
For the first time, it's just so much new stuff to explore.
Yeah, you know.
That's awesome.
I loved it. And I saw your show at the Annex of...
the Third Opera.
Yeah, your Third
Opera.
There's
a lot of connection with that record.
I got that after listening. Because I saw your show first.
Right,
and then
I do some double nickels.
When I listened to it, I was like, wait a minute, some of this sounds familiar.
Stefano got to see it in Bologna. Yeah. Freak Out, right?
Yeah. Incredible.
So good.
Awesome. Tom and Raul.
Awesome gig.
Well, when we came home, we did one in Pedro downtown. Yeah. Right? A couple doors down from the Warner Theater where me and D. Boone saw The Exorcist the week it came out. Yeah, I think 74, when was that?
Yeah. And where we Jammy Cano
premiered,
that was a great night, too.
I just had a Mike Watt last night, or I watched that, too, just to get ready.
Oh, really? Okay, because cool. We show you stuff in that. Those young guys who made that,
yeah, they did a great job.
To see us. So in a way, that documentary is about them learning about the Minutemen.
Oh, nice.
So, have you listened to the Wife from Pedro show?
Yeah, I've listened to it.
So, you know
it.
About Brother Matt and his spin cycle?
Yeah.
Well, that's coming up.
Let's do it.
That time, huh?
Thank you. don't steal from the blind. She's a good damn left on, so she don't have to bet. Never clean a bit behind. He just got out of Angola. 20 years of stretch, he didn't come in. She was involved with a certain kind of love. You know that superficial way. Well, I'm just like Bobby Blackie, yes I am. Well, I'm just like Bobby Blackie, yes I am. Friends to those who have no friends. Friends to those who have no friends. Sorry, sad, sad sucker that is looking for an easy way out. She a 44-year-old teeny bopper that has sadly lost a good looks bow. He's a big crazy man that falls deep home from work every day. She's a very loose, bluesy girlie that has trouble giving it away. Just like Boston Blackie, yes I am. I'm just like Boston Blackie, yes I am. Well, I'm just like Boston Blackie, yes I am. Friends to those who have no friends. Friends to those who have no friends. Freddy, Eddie, Mary, Sarah, Barry, Larry, Harry, Carrie, Tom, Ron, Don, John. They come on by. To come on by and stay too long.
Darling,
Martin, Scarlett,
Marlene, Keenan, Bruce, stazione 3, demolere, demolere la stazione 3. Ta 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 ya ya ya. Tutta volare stazione 3.
Affairs from a third floor window. I am watching a girl dressed in a light green sweater, blue shorts, long black stockings. There's a necklace of some sort, but her breasts are small, poor thing. And she watches her nails as her dirty white dog sniffs the grass in erratic circles. A pigeon is there too, circling, half dead with a tick of a brain. And I am upstairs in my underwear, 3-day beard, pouring a beer and waiting for something literary or symphonic to happen. But they keep circling, circling, and a thin old man in his last winter rolls by, pushed by a girl in a Catholic school dress. Somewhere there are the Alps, and ships are now crossing the sea. There are piles and piles of H&A bombs, enough to blow up 50 worlds and Mars thrown in. But they keep circling. The girl shifts buttocks. And the Hollywood Hills stand there, full of drunks and insane people and much kissing and automobiles. But it's no good. Chase-a-sara. Her dirty white dog simply will not shit. And with a last look at her nail, she, with much whirling of buttocks, walks to her downstairs court, trailed by her constipated dog, simply not worried, leaving me looking upon a most unsymphonic pigeon. Well, from the looks
look
of things,
look at that
gal
right over there.
The bombs
will
never go.
Avert your eyes, boys, because the waters is mighty cold. Make me want to sing, I tell you. We're going to talk about you, woman.
No little girl, name must be. Played with every man to see this sea. Played with a man they called Mr. Key. Had her dress made to her knees.
on the porch of my friend, climbing up the apple tree behind the old wood fence, just to see that sally girl walking by in a dress. Gotta check it out, I'm singing, man, I gotta confess, you gotta see what I saw, man, nothing compares. She hand me out to dry in the cold fresh air, man, I'll try to get a glimpse, just get out of my way, gotta get a little something at the end of the day.
Spin cycle.
Thank you so much, Brother Matt. That was incredible. What was your inspiration, impetus, motivation for doing what you did?
I've been digging on the Kings of Lower Town this week, and I was quite surprised on that first tune that you were playing bass on it.
Yeah,
Small World.
Small World.
Yeah, and then it was Bukowski's birthday this week, so he had a little touch of Hank.
Thank you, Hank, for spilling the art like you did, like you meant. We all owe you. You made it okay to be a truth teller.
Yeah, to quit the lame job to follow your art.
Yeah. back to Romy, our guest.
Yes.
You got something else to ask us.
I do.
The second hour. Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk about the range of the guests that you usually have on the show. It ranges anywhere from, like, you know, your cohorts like Henry Rollins, Chuck Dukowski, and Petra Hayden. Like, there's, like, regular old Pedro people like me.
Yeah.
Like, how do you, like, can you speak a little bit about the range of guests you have here?
Usually
on the show?
They're musical guests.
Okay.
And what I want them to do is tell their own personal music journey. So I think everybody's got their own journey. I don't think there's one way to go through life wrestling a music endeavor. And I think it's kind of been worked that way in a Mersh way that there is only a couple ways you can do it. Like sleeping your way to the bottom or something. But some dudes, it's only a little part of their life. Some dudes, they can't stop until their heart stops. I think they're all valid. Some people come from musical families. Some people come from no music at all in their families. People will hate it. It's just interesting how everybody has a unique way. And so try to empower people who might be a little scared thinking that they're not right for music. And I think everybody should be able to give it a chance. Remember Mr. Luna at Dotson told me, Mr. Watt, you try hard. That you just don't have.
One of the non-musical guests that we had way back when in the early years, I see he's got a new TV series now, David Reese.
David Reese. Yeah, he's a good cat. He had this little comic strip called Get Your War On. And then he had a book on how to sharpen pencils.
Yeah, this kind of the show is all kinds of cool, trippy stuff like that.
It's intense. And now he's got a TV show.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Hank Rollins.
Yeah, he's a multimedia man.
Yeah.
Yeah, music's a trippy thing. So that's a big part of the show, what I'm thinking about with the guests when I'm having them on. I like the idea of first-person narratives and people hearing unfiltered spoutings from other people's heads. I think it's healthy. And I think it's... you can be surprised. You know, you can get cynical and think it's all the same, but it's not. It's all varied. It's all... I learn something every time these cats tell me about their journey. You know, we're at the end of the second hour of the August 20th, 2014 edition of Walk from Pedro show. You probably got more stuff to ask us, right?
Yeah.
And also, Lori Steeler came by to...
hey, Lori.
Hey.
...hype up her show for Saturday.
Woo!
She's having a show of ladies... down the street here, Pacific and 14. I didn't know La Zona Rosa closed.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
I don't know how long it's been closed, but I heard it was for sale.
Okay, hold tight for hour 3.
That's fine.
August 20th, 2014, it's the third hour of the Watt Pete Road Show.
We'll be right back. That was good.
Yeah.
my room is a cavern, a tribute to the color black. All the windows are covered, and the air is thick and dank. Candles burn down to the nub, and Lord Jimmy up above. Sit on my bed in the groovy gloom, and tell me, who do you love? Sit on my bed in the groovy gloom, and tell me, who do you love? This darkness is a natural state for nocturnal creeps like me. Fly like a bat when it gets late to the all-night grocery. I hunt for others of my kind with which to commiserate. Spend our nights in coffee shops until the morning breaks. Yeah. In my groovy room. In my dark blue room. We'll be right back.
Flat for Pedro show. We started the third hour off with Errors of Metabolism, doing the astronomers versus the astrologists. Then the pollution with Sick of You, the shaft from the Witzel Schutz. My German ain't so good, sorry. Das tut mir leid. Opiate Eyes by Ned Collette and Wild Walker. I think I met Ned in Berlin. We played, the students were playing a big gig outside. In fact, it was Spandau, huh? Mm-hmm. Fucking, what's his name? Mr. Hess hung himself. Was tore down in prison. This lightning rolled out. It was 100 degrees during the day, which was like a freak. And then this storm rolled in at the end, and it was like sideways rainstorm. And this cat, Ned, and his buddy, Fred, were on bicycles. So we gave him a ride in the boat. Huh. Like, you don't have to ride your bike on this shit. Next day, the same thing happened. Not as bad, but in Vienna, 100 degrees during the day, and this lightning storm. And it was chain lightning while we were playing.
Wow.
It's the arena, this old pad I played when I first played there 30 years ago. 32 years ago. And it was chain lightning across while we were playing outside. Man. The old ceramics back. And then Super Fast Girly Show with Mind Control, 2014 version there from Liverpool. Ed Cole with Groovy Gloom. He's a U.S. guy. And Sterile Jets. Romy, you know this cat, right? No. You know. You were just showing me something in your fucking thing. Sterile Jets.
Sterile Jets.
Oh, you're talking about Ginger Baker.
Okay, sequestered.
Is he?
Beware of Mr. Baker.
We'll just play some music from his band, okay?
I love that.
And slow learners are very embarrassed on their shows. what's on your mind, Romy, from one radio show to another radio show? What do you have to say?
Well, I have a couple. One more. I'll ask you one more question.
As many as you want.
All right.
You can ask Brother Matt questions too. He's real good at that.
Well, Brother Matt, like, what's your broadcast radio history? I didn't even know they mentioned something. Or you,
oh, you don't know about KXLU?
No.
Well, Marymount.
Uninformed.
He had a show on the blues called The Blues Shift for many years.
Yeah, I got to meet all kinds of cool old legendary guys. Go to Willie Dixon's house and talk to him. Papa John Creech, Big Joe Turner.
He got like radio from that experience. Then, after college, he tried the Merce radio. He got hate of radio from that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, first three stations I worked at were like some of the greatest stations ever. KMET, KXLU, early K-Rock. And every place else in commercial radio really sucked after that. It wasn't fun. And plus, it changed a lot, too, because Reagan had deregulated things. So it took like the artistry out of it and made it more like market research type of a thing. And you're getting playlists where you had to play the songs in that order. You had to read the card. It said to read at that time, like, read this card, playing your favorites.
Yeah.
Coming up next, weather and traffic. I worked on a satellite station. You couldn't even say what time it was because you're in different time zones. You got to say, like, it's 20 minutes after the hour. You know, so it was different.
It was like Marlon Brando.
So that wasn't fun. I didn't want to spend a whole day stuck in that type of world. So I did it for a while. And then I was teaching at the Columbia School of Broadcasting, so that's what kind of turned me on to checking out teaching. So that's worked out pretty well, too.
Yeah.
So radio kind of led him to what he does now.
But I still had interest in it, and then just talking to Watt when he was riding his bike by, he had the radio show idea, had the internet radio show interest and stuff, and so we just put those two things together and started doing it here because we had the space.
That's awesome.
He had the expertise. I was totally retarded. I still am.
Yeah, before we used to do it like real time, you know, play everything. It used to take
He would have gear because he would do jams.
He used to go like it's Burning Man time. He used to be a DJ at Burning Man in the 90s underground parties in L.A.
So you had like that kind of infrastructure, right?
Yeah.
So we just had to hook up to a pewter.
Nice.
He used to tote all this shit all over. It'd be like, oh, man, it was a bitch.
Right. It would hurt it after some of those.
Yeah, Burning Man. Burning Man, your stuff's never the same after Burning Man. I was out there 10 times, so that stuff got worked.
No, I mean, your whole little setup totally reads like, you know, a really awesome, like, movie, like, independent radio station. Like, your whole little booth there. I love it.
Cool. Yeah, it's just kind of evolved over the years of doing this, so, yeah, it works. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
That's righteous. I love being able to...
Plus, back then, this used to be like, I tried to make it like a little after-hour secret hangout. So it was like a little club for a while.
Love Grotto, yeah.
Glow in the dark there. We're at the pleasure point. Let's hear some more music.
If it wasn't a lifetime no more, you'd be lucky to hit. And you know, baby, you just ain't into nothing yet. Stripping out on the light, fantastic. Climbing straight up the choice. Just that poison room through my whole. Unpredictable. Just call me unpredictable.
I'm hammering at the keyboard. Well, I hate you. And I six a couple of copies at once. Well, I hate you. Jumping your plans for vacation. Full of hatred. Burned all my memory. Full of
Watch for Pedro show. Well, the final music for today's edition started with Dwarves, Unpredictable. Then Fan Shui Ji Angfa. Chaos Now. Yeah,
good.
Zombie Crash out of Brighton, England with Rock and Roll Explosion. Full of Hatred by the Lemon Limes. That's Oaktown Barrier. The Gears with My Confession. That's right here. Not Pedro, but Echo Park. Yeah. Like V. No, maybe he's still there. Rewild, Broken Bones, that's Italian, man. You know about these cats? Roma guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They moved to London.
Marco.
Marco, right. Rolling the dice. Can you imagine? You know, packing up the suitcase in Rome. And
wow.
Okay, London, look out.
Yeah.
Like church bells. Okay. Street Eaters with Empty Rooms. Got to play with them a week ago. They're from Bay Area. That's John. Peace Creek Christian. They used to have a band called Triclops. They're still at Alimony. And finally, El Grupo Sexo. Is Vince Moroni.
Yeah, Bunny, missed that.
Right, was that church?
Yeah, it's cool. And yeah, missed him and Slim.
That's funny hats and Weird Al Yankovic had a number one record.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dr. Demento's intern goes big.
Right. So what's on your mind, Romy?
So you spend a good chunk of your time on tour, whether it be with the Iggy Pop and the Stooges. You went around a whirlwind tour of Europe with the Missing Men, and now you're going to be going out with Il Sonno del Marinaio.
Yeah.
With the U.S. tour, what do you
gigs, 53 days.
What do you do when you're home? Like, what do you like to do when you're in Pedro, just like putting around?
I like doing this radio show with Brother Matt. I do the kayak Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I do my bike. Can't do the hills because of the knee, but I can do the flatland along the water. I do this stuff at the crack of dawn very early because I own the town. None of you awake, or very few of you are awake. So I own it. That means I conquer it, too. I do a lot of music collaborations. I was speaking about trading files and stuff. In fact, I just finished an album, a band called Hidden Rifles. Actually, after tours, there's at least a month of ketchup from being gone. I mean, not the condiment, but the ketchup.
Yeah.
Bang.
Got all these little packets from all
of them. I get rid of stuff. Smell nice to me. You know, these packets. I enjoy the town a lot. You know? I miss it when I'm away. I don't go driving up much. You know our freeways and that stuff.
Yeah.
I only have to do that when I have to because it's a nightmare. So I like to stay in Pedro. And there's enough stuff for me to do here. It keeps me busy. I'm a book reader too. Not much with the TV. The Turner stuff, there's no commercials. And they edit it slower, so I don't But thank you for making a town that's very treats me with a lot of niceness and autonomy. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
We got a guest here who moved to Pedro. How long ago, Laurie?
2.5 years ago.
And she's 2.5 years now she's lived in this town. And she's turned part of her pad into an art place.
Yes, it's called Cornelius. Yes.
And what's going on this Saturday, the 23rd?
Okay. At Cornelius Projects, which is at 1417 South Pacific Avenue in San Pedro, I am opening up my fourth show, this time with all women, who I will name off, and that's Phoebe Barnum, related to P.T. Barnum, Anne Cleves, Jen Foti, Cheryl Groff, Eileen.
Anne Cleves related to...
She lives downstairs. Two of them live in this building.
Wait, don't
do that.
Cheryl Groff.
Is she related to one of Henry VIII's wives?
Maybe. Eileen Lopez, Frida Rente, and I did include myself in the show at this time. And really the idea behind this came about when I was thinking about this activity that I have of making God's Eyes, Ojo de Dios, which is with two sticks and yarn and weaving different colors together to create this sort of eye play with color. It's also a very spiritual activity usually when I make these, I'm thinking about someone specifically, and it has a sort of healing kind of thought process that goes into it. So I
voodoo doll kind of thing.
No, nothing negative, all positive. Anyhow, I like to refer these people as women and not ladies, which seems to be a common name that some people use frequently. Nonetheless, they are all doing these activities on a regular basis. Some of them are doing them as gifts, as I have done with the God's Eyes. Anne Cleves is a cartoonist who comments on everything that goes on in the world, basically. And this has been her job, but it's also been her passion for, you know, the past 25 years. She's from San Pedro. All of these people are from San Pedro. Frida Renta is a musician, but a very gifted and creative...
I don't think
she's from Pedro, though. Well, I mean, they're living here now, yeah. And they're
no,
creating...
No, she's lived here
work.
At least 20 years, but yeah. I think she's from yeah. Central.
But she organizes these music festivals that take place at Harold's, and she takes great care and puts a lot of attention into promoting these shows. She creates these little videos. They are, in a sense, commercials, but they're really nicely done. They're very charming, and it helps to promote the shows that she does at Harold's. Jen Foti is somebody who has been making all sorts of things, but things that are actually wearable. She's been taking cocoons, breaking them down, boiling them, turning them into silk, which is what they produce, dyeing them, and then spinning yarn out of those things, and then eventually that yarn is made into something that's wearable. And she is also starting to cultivate some plants that elicit this pigment so that she can use that to dye her silk. Phoebe Barnum, like I said, she's related to P.T. Barnum, she has a studio up at Angel's Gate, and what she did was she found a book on Inuit art. She was so inspired that she started to, in a sense, do her own interpretation of this sort of storytelling practice and creating these symbols that are very akin, and there is a relationship to what she found in the book, and they're really beautiful, and they kind of create their own stories depending on what kind of configuration they're put in. Cheryl Groff is I'm not exactly sure if she's from San Pedro, but she lives here. She's had a child, and she throughout her entire life with her grandmother and her mother doing embroidery. She picked up on that. She's also a photographer, and she's been taking her photographs and actually embroidering on top of them and bringing out certain aspects of the photos and then mounting them in these classic embroidery hoops. Eileen Lopez. Okay, funny thing about this show, and I thank you, Brother Matt, because you mentioned Anne Cleves, and who's the other person who lives in this building? Eileen Lopez. All live in the same building.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
So it's a very local show.
Yeah, I worked with Anne, too, for years at school. Yeah,
she loves you, by the way. She thinks very highly of
very
you,
cool.
And she's very fond of you. Eileen Lopez is a cashier at the Point Furman Market and has been there for a very long time. Decided to break the ice with her customers by taking pictures of them across the counter as they're making their purchases, as they're buying their lottery tickets. And it's become this really nice collection of images of people in this neighborhood who visit the market either on a daily basis, sometimes three times a day, depending on what they're getting, or every now and then. And it's incredible the amount of photos that she's taken, and then also that she's sort of created this community too amongst all these people. So they're getting to know each other, she's getting to know them better, and she in a sense is opening up herself too, because she's had that relationship with them. Did I talk about everybody? Mm-hmm. I think
yeah.
So. Anyway, it's a show. It's the 23rd, yes, 7 to 10. And Saturdays I'm open from 1 to 6. No, yeah, 1 to 6, or by appointment. And you can check out the website, CorneliusProjects.com.
You know, speaking of Kessler's, got to give a rest in peace to Mr. C.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Mr. C is no more.
Long time there. The most lottery tickets.
Yeah, luckiest spot.
This place. People, it's been August 20th,
20th century, Joe.
Yeah.
See? My mind is stuck in the past.
It is.
Thank you, everybody. Ronnie. Good luck with your Zoopy.
Yes,
show.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, Sylvia. Thank you for coming to San Diego.
Thank you.
Ravenna. Ravenna is the town that Mr. Dante's bones are.
God.
Brother Matt, thank you for your always essential aid in the bed.
Certainly.
Good luck with the show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.